Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Fat Loss Simplified podcast, where we teach you how you can lose 20 or more pounds of fat, heal your relationship with food, and be proud of what you see in the mirror without obsessing over food choices, spending hours in the gym, or giving up your social life. And today, if you'll just give me 13 minutes of your time, which I value, by the way, thank you for giving me your time and attention for the next 13 minutes. But I am going to show you how you can prepare for an entire week of meals so that you eliminate stress and prepare for success. But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you about the opportunities that are available for you here at the show. Number one, if you haven't already, go ahead and hit the follow or subscribe button. That's the only way that you're guaranteed to continue getting the information that we provide. It also helps us to grow the show so that other people who are looking for the exact same information are able to find us and benefit from it as well. Second, if you have been listening along and thinking to yourself, you know what? I really have tried a lot of things when it comes to solving the fat loss puzzle for myself, but I just can't seem to figure out what those one or two missing pieces are, then go ahead, look in the show notes below and schedule a free lifestyle audit. The free lifestyle audit is just a time for us to connect, talk about things that have and haven't worked well for you so that we can build a custom plan that is built for your success. Now, with all that being said, let's get right into the show. Okay, so if you are a busy individual like most people are, and you got various things going on in your life, you got family obligations, you got work obligations, and at the same time, you're trying to hit your fat loss goals, one thing that is going to be super helpful for you is meal prepping. And I think that a lot of people really take meal prepping and make it a lot more complicated than it really is. And so I'm going to take just a few minutes today to break down how you can meal prep and make your week way easier without much extra work. Okay, so you've heard me talk about in previous episodes, and if this is the first episode you've ever listened to, then I would encourage you to go back and to listen to some previous episodes, in particular in the guide series, and in particular, go back and listen to the protein episode. But when you're thinking about meal prepping, you kind of want to think about it through the lens of protein. How can I get my protein in first? Not only is that going to be helpful in hitting your goals, but it's also going to be helpful in alleviating a lot of work later on in the week. Basically, the way I view meal prep is that if I can prep my proteins ahead of time, then I'm winning. When it comes to the other things that I'm going to mention, a lot of those things can be done in a lot less time. But let's be honest, cooking meats and preparing all the other proteins, the proteins is really what takes the time. And so when I'm thinking about meal prepping for the week, what I'm doing is I'm grabbing two or three protein sources and I am measuring out how much I need for the entire week. And then I'm just going to cook them all at once. You know, what a lot of people do is they overcomplicate things and they try to cook every single day. You know, I heard somebody say once that I don't have time to cook a couple hours every day. And my response was, well, why are you cooking a couple hours every day when you could really just take that amount of meat that you need for the entire week, cook for a couple hours one day, and then be done with it. And so choose two or three protein sources. For me, the protein sources that I like to incorporate would be lean ground beef, chicken thighs, and chicken breasts. And that's just personal preference. The reason why I like those three options is because chicken breasts gives me a super lean option when I want to eat more of other things. Like most people, I enjoy things like bread, and I enjoy things like peanut butter, and I enjoy all the other things. And so if I have chicken breasts, then that basically, breasts are basically just pure protein. Now, when you opt for chicken breasts, you're also sacrificing flavor a little bit. And that's why I like to incorporate lean ground beef as well, because you're not sacrificing that much. I mean, you're getting a little bit more fat, but along with that fat, you're getting the extra flavor. And that's really the same exact reason that I like to incorporate chicken thighs as well. And that's just because they have a higher fat content and they make mealtime a little bit more enjoyable. But again, when I have had beef and chicken thighs for a couple days, and because of that, I've had to sacrifice on some other things, then I will opt for the chicken breasts so that I can have more bread, you know, maybe some candy, you know, whatever I'm craving. But I have that option that I can pull out of my back pocket so that I don't have the fats that come along with the ground beef and the thighs, but I'm basically just consuming pure protein and reserving some calories for some flexibility for some other things that I enjoy. So step number one would be grab three options of proteins that you like and cook them all at one time. Now, after you cooked them, here's what you want to do. You want to set them aside and let them cool before you store them in your fridge. Now, that seems obvious, but one of the tricks that I'm going to reveal to you is that when you set it aside to cool, go ahead and put it like elevated a little bit. So if you have like a cookie rack that you can put inside of a pan, that way, while it cools, there's always some liquid that drips off of the meat. And while it's cooling, you want that liquid to drip off of the meat and just have a space to go. You know, one of the things that a lot of people struggle with is that when they cook their proteins, they will take it and they will immediately store it without letting it cool. And what happens is condensation, because you're putting hot meat in a glass container and then putting it in your fridge, that hot meat with the cold environment in the fridge is going to produce some condensation, and that's going to be in there with the meat. And then when you open up the meat to get it out, it just seems a little bit slimy and a little bit soggy. And so in order to avoid that, we're going to do two things. Like I already mentioned, put it elevated on like a cookie rack if you have that, so that it can cool and let the condensation drip off of it a little bit, let the fat drip off of it a little bit, and have a space to go so that it's not sticking to the meat and causing that sogginess. Then right before you store it, you're going to take a paper towel and lightly pat the meat. That way you absorb any of the extra moisture. Again, for the same exact reason. You're going to want to eliminate the moisture that's going to be inside the container to eliminate that kind of slimy film that could have a tendency to get on your meat after being in the fridge for a couple of days. This is why some people complain about meal prepping and having leftovers, but it does alleviate a lot of stress during the week, especially when you have a lot of time demands with other things. And if you do it this way, it also eliminates that issue. You're able to drastically reduce the amount of liquids that are present in the container with the meats and preserve its original flavor and texture. Now that you have your protein sources taken care of for the week, you're going to move on to vegetables. The reason why we prioritize it this way is really because we're just making sure that we have the things that we really need throughout the week in their order of importance. And so first of all, we want to make sure we get our protein sources in. We've already cooked those. We've already cooled them off. We've already eliminated the condensation issue. And so now we can move on to vegetables. And really the way that we like to do it is that we like vegetables to be cooked fresh. Now you might be saying, well, Bryce, you're meal prepping. You're supposed to be doing all this ahead of time. Now there are some vegetables that I do like to prepare ahead of time because it eliminates the work. However, I do enjoy most of the time the vegetables being cooked fresh, but most of the work of cooking vegetables is actually prepping the vegetables to be cooked. And so what we do is we chop up our vegetables and we clean them ahead of time. That way, when it's time to cook our vegetables, all we have to do is bring out the container that it's already chopped and it's already cleaned, and we just put it in a pan, and then in like 5 minutes, they're done. And so you can either cook them ahead of time, and if you do, I would recommend some vegetables that you would enjoy cooking ahead of time, like some that I don't mind cooking ahead of time would be green beans, broccoli I don't really mind cooking ahead of time, zucchini, squash, those types of things that tend to last as leftovers are also the things that we will prepare ahead of time. However, if you do really enjoy them being cooked a little bit more fresh, then go ahead and just chop them, clean them, get them all prepared to be cooked so that when it's time to cook them, you just throw them in a pan, let them steam for a couple minutes, and boom, you're done in 5 minutes or less. Okay, and at this point, we already have our proteins taken care of and our vegetables and fiber taken care of. And so now we're going to move on to our starchy carbs. Now, when it comes to carbs, a lot of them as well can be cooked like on the spot. So for example, potatoes, that really doesn't take that much effort. All you got to do is take the potato, clean it off really good, because again, potatoes are roots, really. They're dug up from the ground. And because of that, you want to make sure that they're really clean, because runoff water and all those kinds of things that can get into the ground with the potato. But if you clean it off really well, then you're going to be in good shape. So clean off the potato really well. And all you got to do is poke holes in it and put it in your microwave for a few minutes and then season it with some salt and pepper, and you're kind of good to go. So that doesn't really take much effort. What we like to do whenever we prepare carbs ahead of time is mainly rice. Because potatoes, you can kind of prepare on the spot. Rice, you can prepare ahead of time and keep it in your fridge, and it keeps for pretty long. And even though when you first take it out of the fridge, the texture doesn't seem kind of that great, after you microwave it, it loosens up and it's in good shape. And so you're good to go with rice. But again, there's really no reason to even complicate carbs, because if you don't have them prepared ahead of time, let's be honest, you probably have some bread in your pantry. You can just take that, make some toast, and boom, you got your starchy carbs there as well. And so really, it comes down to personal preference, thinking ahead. But if I really needed to prepare a carb ahead of time, I'm probably going to opt for rice. And then lastly, you have your fats. Now, fats, I don't really worry about. And the reason for that is because if I'm cooking my vegetables, I'm probably cooking them in olive oil. If I'm eating beef, then fats with the beef. If I'm eating chicken thighs, then fats with the chicken thighs. The only time I'm kind of really worried about incorporating fats is if after a few days, I tend to be eating chicken breast a lot, then in that case, I will think about, okay, am I getting enough fats? But really, along the way, I'm tracking my macros anyway. And I'm being able to visually see whether or not I'm hitting my fat targets. And now that all your food is already prepped, what you can then do is you can mix and match all of those things throughout the week to create different meals. Now, for example, one of the things that we did this week with our pre-prepped food is that we made pizzas. And so, for example, what we had is we had like non-flatbreads, and then we just took tomato sauce, put that on there, put some cheese on there. And again, those things don't have to be prepped. You're already buying those things from the grocery store kind of as is. Then we took our pre-prepped chicken and we put that as a topping on the pizza. And then we put some vegetables as a topping as well. And some of you are going to cringe at this, but we also put the topping of pineapple, because you either love that or hate that. And some of you are like, yes, that sounds awesome. And some of you just screamed into your earbuds because that's blasphemy to you. But whichever area you fall in that argument of whether or not you should have pineapple on pizza, regardless of that reality, you don't have to include pineapple. You can put whatever else on there that you want. But all those things were already prepared ahead of time. The flatbread was already done. The cheese was already sliced. The chicken was already done. All we're doing is we're throwing them on top of the bread, putting it in the oven for a few minutes, taking it out and eating it. It literally takes like 15 minutes and we're ready to roll. And the cleanup is minimal because everything was already prepared ahead of time. It literally took no time at all. And so with a little bit of planning, with a little bit of creativity, you can come up with some really delicious meals that you can enjoy throughout the week and only cook for maybe an hour and a half at the beginning of the week, and then you're done and you're prepared for the rest of the week. Another thing that we like to do with our pre-prepared meals is go ahead and plan the next day based on what we have available to us. And so, for example, what we did this past week is that we packaged up our breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the next day. We mix and matched all the things that we had already prepared, and as we were assembling those meals, we were already tracking them ahead of time. That way, the next day, we didn't have to measure, we didn't have to do anything, we didn't have to track. You know why? Because we had already done it the night before with our pre-prepared meals. And because the food itself was already prepared, it literally took us like 5 minutes to track our day the next day. And then the next day, all we did is like grab our food and eat it throughout the day. Literally like zero effort at all. We perfectly hit our targets and we enjoyed some delicious pizza. But I hope that that unlocks some creativity when it comes to meal planning in your mind, and that you can go ahead and just mix and match things that you've already prepared, remembering all the things that we've talked about up until this point in the guide series. And that is, make sure you incorporate a protein, view all your meals through a protein first lens, then vegetables and fiber, then carbs. And then if you've been, you know, going a long time just eating chicken breasts, then make sure you incorporate a fat as well. But if you're eating beef, thighs, those kinds of things that already have fat incorporated into the meat, then you really don't have to worry about it at all, especially if you're cooking the rest of your food in oils and those kinds of things as well. You're pretty much set and good to go. Now go ahead, and I hope, you know, it's Friday. Plan for this weekend to take an hour to an hour and a half and do all those things so that you can be super prepared for your next work week and hit all your numbers every single day and come out the next week super, super successful. And if you take these things and you put them into practice, let me know. I'd love to know how you're getting on and all the success that you're seeing actually applying the things that we talk about on the show. With all that being said, go ahead and make plans to do that this weekend, and I hope you have a great rest of your Friday. Oh, and today we have something brand new. We just released our Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook. And in that ebook, you receive the answers to the 7 most common questions that our clients come to us asking, and their answers that, when implemented, will allow your body to start releasing fat right away. In addition to that, there's also a bonus of 50 macro-friendly recipes so that we've done all the heavy lifting for you. You don't have to think about which macros will fit into which meals. We've basically handed you the keys. So go down to the show notes below, click on the link, Lose Fat Like Crazy ebook, and download your copy today.